Good morning, and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Monday, May 20th. On today's show, the economy grew 2.4% in March and 1.7% in April, according to calculations by INEGI. Plus, stay tuned for the EFE economy topics of the day. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We start off with some economic news out of Mexico. According to the latest figures from the National Institute of Statistics and Geography, known as INEGI, economic activity in the country slowed down between March and April compared to the same period last year. The timely indicator of economic activity, or IOA, showed growth of 2.4% in March and 1.7% in April. This is a notable deceleration from the 3.2% and 2.6% growth seen in the same months of 2022. For more on this, we turn to our economics correspondent. What can you tell us about the drivers behind this slowdown?
The data shows that the secondary sector, which includes industrial activities, experienced the most significant loss of momentum. In March, it grew by 2.5% year over year, and in April, that figure dropped to just 1.6%. This suggests that manufacturing, construction, and other industrial activities are facing headwinds. In contrast, the tertiary sector, which covers services, held up better, expanding by 3.1% in March and 2.2% in April.
INEGI considers a wide range of data to calculate the advance of economic activity. What are some of the key indicators they look at?
The IOAE takes into account various metrics to gauge the health of the economy. These include total sales reported by the National Association of Self-Service and Departmental Stores, known as ANTAD, the benchmark stock index, gasoline demand, employment figures, inflation, interbank electronic payments, remittances, and the exchange rate, among others. By analyzing this broad set of data, INEGI aims to provide a comprehensive and timely assessment of economic conditions.
How did economic activity fare on a month-over-month basis?
Looking at the change from one month to the next, the IOAE actually declined by 0.2% in March before managing a small 0.1% uptick in April. This suggests that after a weak start to the spring, the economy may have begun to stabilize as it headed into May. However, the overall trend of deceleration compared to last year remains a concern. Policymakers will likely be keeping a close eye on incoming data to assess whether further support for the economy is warranted.
Of course, this slowdown in Mexico is playing out against a backdrop of global economic challenges, from elevated inflation to rising interest rates to geopolitical tensions. These headwinds are weighing on growth in many countries. It will be important to monitor whether Mexico's deceleration persists in the coming months, and if so, how severe it becomes. On a more positive economic note, Ryanair, Europe's largest low-cost airline in terms of passenger numbers, has reported strong financial results for its latest fiscal year, ending March 31st. The Dublin-based carrier saw its net profit soar by 34% compared to the previous year, reaching an impressive 1.92 billion euros. At the same time, Ryanair's revenues increased by around 25%. For more on this, we're joined by our economics correspondent. So what's behind Ryanair's stellar performance?
Several factors have contributed to Ryanair's strong financial showing over the past year. First and foremost, the airline has benefited from a robust recovery in air travel demand as pandemic-related restrictions have eased across Europe. People are eager to travel again for both leisure and business, and Ryanair's low fares and extensive route network have made it an attractive option. The carrier has also been aggressively expanding its fleet and launching new routes to capitalize on this pent-up demand.
Ryanair is known for its ultra-low-cost business model. How has that positioned the airline to succeed in the current environment?
Ryanair's relentless focus on cost control and efficiency has certainly given it an edge. By operating a standardized fleet of Boeing 737 aircraft, the airline keeps maintenance and training costs down. Ryanair also has a reputation for driving hard bargains with airports and suppliers to secure favorable terms. This lean operating model allows Ryanair to offer consistently low fares that stimulate demand. In an inflationary environment where consumers are price sensitive, Ryanair's value proposition resonates strongly.
What about the competitive landscape? How is Ryanair faring against its rivals?
Ryanair has long been a disruptive force in the European aviation market, and it continues to put pressure on legacy carriers. While some competitors have restructured or even failed during the pandemic, Ryanair has emerged in a position of strength. Its robust balance sheet and ample liquidity have allowed it to weather the crisis and invest in growth. As a result, Ryanair is gaining market share in key markets and cementing its position as Europe's dominant low-cost carrier.
Looking ahead, what challenges and opportunities do you see for Ryanair?
In the near term, Ryanair will need to navigate some headwinds. Fuel costs remain elevated, and there are concerns about the broader economic outlook in Europe. Operational issues like air traffic control strikes and airport staffing shortages could also disrupt the airline's ambitious growth plans. However, Ryanair's proven business model and strong financial foundation should help it overcome these challenges. Longer term, the airline is well positioned to benefit from the continued expansion of the low-cost air travel market in Europe and beyond.
Ryanair's impressive financial performance is a testament to the resilience of its low-cost business model and the robust recovery in air travel demand. While challenges lie ahead, the airline seems poised for further growth as it capitalizes on its competitive advantages. Thanks to our economics correspondent for that analysis. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We'll see you back here tomorrow.